her presence is gone, and the kitchen door's wide open. Someone's stolen all of our presents in the night.
That's why Timmy barked. He knew there was something going on. Oh, our beautiful presents. What a mean trick.
But why didn't old Tim catch the thief when he slipped out of the kitchen door with the sack? Poor old Tim. He must have been too scared to do anything, after being scolded for barking before and being made to go to his kennel.
Christmas is spoilt. No presents at all. No surprises, no fun.
Timmy came out of his kennel as the children came up the path.
Who took our lovely presents, Timmy? And where do you suppose they are now? Didn't you dare bark, old thing?
Timmy barked apologetically and went into his kennel. He backed out with something in his mouth. A parcel. He went in and fetched another. And another. And another. He laid them all down in front of the astounded children, wagging his tail.
Timmy! Where did you get them from? Where's the sack? Did you chase the thief and take the parcels one by one out of the sack and bring them home?
Timmy agreed and wagged his tail vigorously. He pawed at one of the parcels, and Anne gave a delighted laugh.
That's my present to you. You knew it was for you, Tim. You smelt the bone inside. Darling, darling Tim, how clever you are. You stored all our presents safely in your kennel, so that we should have them on Christmas morning after all. I'll undo your parcel, and you shall have my present first of all.
Timmy barked in delight, and not even Uncle Quentin frowned at the tremendous noise.
Good old Timmy. Open your parcel and then you can go indoors and gnaw your bone. There's a good dog.
Happy Christmas to all the five. And especially to you, Timmy Dog. Especially to you.